You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The holiday season is officially over, and we are now more than 2 weeks into the new year. For many people, this is the time when their resolve for a healthier year just starts to go downhill. One small slip leads to another and then another, and then you're feeling bad about not sticking to your resolution, and then shame sets in, and within a month or so of the new year, you feel bad about yourself and no significant changes have been made. Does this all sound familiar? Well, if so, there are things that you can do to make sure 2019 is the healthiest year yet, whether that health means your actual physical health, your financial health, maybe it's your spiritual or your emotional health. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Dr. Ron Larson, Medical Director at Optum Idaho. Welcome back to the show, Doctor.
Well, good morning. Now, good afternoon.
I know, right? So a lot of people, they make these goals and, you know, resolutions for the new year. And I just read the other day that the average person stops their New Year's resolutions on January 12th.
Right. That one's hard to swallow.
Right.
And it is a slippery slope.
And so I think what happens, too, is people make like one little slip, right? And then they think, well, I've screwed up. So, so what's the point? And then there's a lot of shame, I think, that comes into this idea of a resolution. So should we be kind of changing our mindset on how we look at a resolution?
Oh, I think so. There are a couple of things that really you need to keep in mind about the new year. It's wonderful that you want to be healthier and happier. Those are just amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
So to use that energy wisely, however, you really need to be in the position of talking about smaller changes, assessing what's going on with yourself, and also giving yourself praise for little changes that you make, or change talk. Even talking about change really makes a difference.
That's an interesting way to look at it, is even maybe the way you talk to yourself, because, I think that when we talk about resolutions, so much of it is around, it's almost like, well, you're bad, right? So you're going to be better come the new year. And that doesn't help anybody.
No, it doesn't flow very well that way. My favorite is to take things 1 week at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my computer and it has the week laid out for me. And if I can, if I want to be healthier, if I can figure out something that week to do to lose a pound, man, that's big.
Right.
And if I don't next week, I can put down lose a pound one more time. So it's being positive, I think, is the theme here that really makes a difference to people. Use your energy and use it in a positive way.
And you say, too, that clear goals are important. What do you mean by that?
Definitely. When I said a pound, that's pretty clear.
Right.
It is realistic. People can lose a pound in a week. And to recognize that it's everything you do. It's, did you get off away from your desk every half an hour? Did you take a look at, I don't need a dessert? Did you take a look at, oh, I did join the gym and I guess I could get back there again or get back to the why? It's also being clear about what it would feel like if you were successful. 1 pound less? Well, I have to convince myself that that's worth it.
What about something like wanting to be happier? Because that isn't necessarily like a physical change, right?
No, that actually has something to do more with relationships. We put it on money or finance or whatever. But the things that really make us happy are trusting someone, a sense of humor, sharing. Oh, these things are really important. And so even there, you can be kind of specific in your relationships and clear with the people around you. Gosh, we could work on sense of humor more, couldn't we? And hard to measure, but you know it if you visualize what it would be like.
I'm speaking with Dr. Ron Larson. He's the medical director at Optum Idaho, and we're talking about how to make 2019 a better year. And I personally don't like that word resolution because I think there's just so much weight to it and a lot of negative connotations. So the idea of goals and things like that. But you also, you said set small goals like that, like if you're trying to lose weight, right, 1 pound a week. But what about if it's something like you want to be more spiritually present or emotionally present in your life? Is that once again, like on a weekly basis or even a daily basis?
Without a doubt. I say about weeks because our weeks vary some. Mm-hmm. Sometimes on Monday I have no energy
right.
to change anything.
Right. This is what you're getting all week. Like, this is it.
Exactly. But on a weekly basis, you can do that. And it still does come back to relationships. It comes back to staying inspired, doing things with someone else. And if you want to be a particular way, hang out with people that already do that thing. For some reason, as human beings, if I want to eat healthier, have lunch with somebody that you respect the way they make decisions. Hmm. The same thing's true about, it could be about working out, but it also could just be what you do on weekends. Be around somebody that looks like what you'd visualize yourself to be, and you'll make small little changes that are worthwhile.
And what's interesting is I think that sometimes we get these big goals in our head, right? Well, I've got a year to accomplish X. But then if you get to the end of the year and you didn't accomplish X, you feel terrible about yourself. So if we take it in those little small chunks, little goals add up.
They sure do. And you can also start over. That's that old saw about when you fall down, what do?
You get back up.
Thank you. And it's not as easy as it sounds. But again, it's about people. Someone can help you get back up. You can thank them. Mm-hmm. They can say it was nothing. They can say LOL on your message, you know, that you know they care about you.
What about this idea of, you know, as you said, starting over? Because I think for so many people, that is the sticking point, is that they feel like a failure if it didn't work the first time.
Right. One of the things that we believe in is that you actually, as a person, I have within me the ability to do those things. So that's a positive point, to believe that you really have it within you to do it. And so to have that belief is a place to start.
And that's huge, right? Is just having that belief and that mindset. So then the question is, how do you change your mindset? Is that also that little small goal?
It is, but it's also reinforcement. As you know, human behavior, we change. So to do a small goal and then to celebrate. And so if you and a friend do something good together, even just to have a good laugh, to go out and maybe have a drink together.
Right.
Because
once in a while you need to do that.
Exactly. Or to share, you know, a positive experience. So reinforcing in yourself that positive change.
And it's really, I like what you say about them being small, attainable goals, and this idea of even looking at your calendar. Because I think about things like, let's say, a lot of people always want to work out more, right, come the beginning of the year.
Sure.
So if you look at your weekly calendar, maybe even trying to find little spots in there.
Right. And giving yourself permission that if you didn't go on Thursday, you're still okay.
Yeah, don't stop going because you missed a day or two.
Correct.
Because a lot of times it's just a domino effect. Is that what you tend to see, Dr. Larson?
We're human beings.
Yeah.
And so we tend to, I don't know, not always be positive. I think it's important to maintain that kind of idea that even if I had a week and I couldn't do anything or the kids were outrageous last week, okay, take a little time. Take time for yourself. It's winter, and so you need to take a little time where you isolate, think it through a little
right.
bit, take and praise yourself and start over.
Bottom line, what do you think is the best advice you could give someone who's looking to make a change, and whether that's a physical change or an emotional or spiritual change?
Yeah. First, talk about it. Talk about it with others. Then the second thing to do is to make some small steps, and then praise yourself for the small steps you did make.
Because they make a big difference.
Oh, that's how we all get there.
Right, exactly. I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today, Dr. Ron Larson, he is the medical director at Optum Idaho. Nice to have you in.
Good to see you.